Rabbi Elazar, I hold not like that. I hold that this Hazor sprinkling the Mechatesh you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're asking me a question. If you're allowed to do the Shchita, which is an Issa D'Raisa, why can't you do this Poshtin Issa D'Rabbonin? So Bekiva says, I'll tell you the opposite way, maybe. Or Chiluf, let's change it around. Marim Hazor, I know for sure you are not allowed to do the sprinkling on the person on Shabbos. So I'll tell you like this. Ma'im Hazor, she mishum Shavuot. It's only Yosem, Midrabbonin on Shabbos, still ain't a Doichat Shabbos. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, even when it's Erev Pesach, and the person is telling me he won't be able to bring us Korban Pesach because of this. So maybe Shchita, Enoch Nami, the Shchita, the Shechti animal, she mishum Melacha, which that's an Isra, that's one of the Lama Tes Melachis, and the Din Shalai Tichkas Shabbos. Maybe Enoch Nami, Rabbi Kiva wants to say how strong he holds the Svara. So maybe true, maybe it's not even the Shchita should not be Doichat Shabbos. Omolei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar told back to him, Akiva, or Kato Mashkos of a Torah, that you can't say. You're taking away something, you're uprooting something that says in the Torah. Or Kato Mashkos of a Torah, B'moyadoi. The Pasuk says, you bring the Korban Pesach B'moyadoi at its right time. At its right time means, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. Where the Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, or where it comes out on Shabbos, or Korban Pesach has to be brought. So there's enough in the Pasuk that says, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva, tell me now, maybe no? So Omaloi, so Rabbi Kiva said like this, Omaloi, Rabbi, Haboli Moyed Le'elu Kemoyed L'Shchita. It's Enoch Nami, 100% right. Where the Torah says, Moyadoi, it has to be done today. Today is the time to do it and no other time. Havad, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Shchita. When is the time you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach? Only on Yudalad Nisan, after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, that's the only time. So if today is Shabbos, you're allowed to do it today. Mashenk and these other things, is the time to do it only today. You could have done it yesterday. You could have carried your behemah yesterday to Yerushalayim. You could have brought it chus tchum yesterday. You could have cut off the ward on the animal yesterday. So therefore, klal omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says the klal is like this. Kol melacha she'er shalasayisim erev Shabbos. Anything that you could have done erev Shabbos, you should have cut off the ward of the animal before Shabbos. You should have brought it into your shrine. You should have carried it to the base of midrash before Shabbos. Then we say, "Ein adoich to Shabbos." You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos for the Korban Pesach. Masheke and Shchita, the actual shechting of the Korban Pesach, sheyesh shalasoyis in erev Shabbos. That you can't do before Shabbos because it's puzzle. The zman shchitas Korban Pesach is bedavka on Yud Dalad v'nitzin after Chatzos. So if Yud Dalad comes out on Shabbos, doich to Shabbos. Then it's doich to Shabbos. So the kid said, this is the machlokes, the mishnah between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Kiva says, anything he could have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar says, he has his kal v'chaim and no. Madach yisi melochiz, the Torah was matted to do it for Korban Pesach. It's a svara, all these surah, the rabbanas also go off. Anything you want to do now, for the purpose of your Korban Pesach, is mutter to do on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Elazar's svara. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Torah was only matter because these things you can't do before. But anything you could have done before, you have no right to do it on Shabbos. That's the machlokes.
You couldn't make him tired.
Oh, right, right. Hazor is a different story. Right, right. Right, according to his story, you have to know why Hazor is the loser. That was seen in the Gemara, right. Hazor is a specialist, right. See, Hazor, the Rabbanan asked the Stam, you never let us sprinkle a person. That's the Stam Shavuos. So even though now it comes down there with Pesach, when it's a question to making the guy turn out, they didn't take off their Yisurim. This we'll see, right. This we'll see in the Gemara. This the Gemara doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say the reason for that. Tana Rabbanan. Halacha zu nis alma mibnei b'seira. By b'nei b'seira, they once forgot this halacha that says in the Mishnah. So drashi shepesu d'resa shedrish Shabbos. They forgot this halacha, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could you bring the korban or not? They forgot the halacha. The drashi b'nei b'seira nisim hoyu. They were the nisim, they were the kings, the presidents then, and they forgot the halacha. Is pa machas chalar ba'osulius for Shabbos. One time Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Shachachu, the nisim then forgot. For lo yodo, they didn't know. In Pesach, doichet Shabbos simlav. Is it yes or not? Omru, so they said, chlum yesh odom sheyodei in Pesach doichet Shabbos simlav. They asked around, made a big announcement in Shul. Does anybody know this halacha? If Pesach comes, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could you bring the Korban Pesach or not? They asked the question. Omru lehem, so they answered back, odom echad yesh. There's one person here in the group. She'olam mi bovel. He came up from Bovel. Ve'hilol ha'bavli shmoy. His name was Hillel HaBavli, the famous Hillel. She'ashimei shnei g'derli ador. He learned by two g'derli ador, Shema Yavav Talyin. He learned, he was a big, he was a Talmud that learned by Shema Yavav Talyin. For your day, and he for sure knows this halacha. In Pesach, doich is a Shabbos in Lav. He for sure would know this halacha. Pesach, doich is Shabbos or not. So Shochel, they sent for Hillel. The Koruloi, they called him. Omruloi, they asked him. Klumat to your day, do you know? In my Pesach, doich is a Shabbos. In a case like now, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Could we bring the korban or not? Im Lav or not? Omruloi, he said, answered back. V'chi Pesach echad yesh lono bashona. Is it only once a year that you have this question? Only one korban could you bring on Shabbos? Shadoich at a Shabbos, like you asking me. Valoi harbe yosim imasayim sochim. There's like more than 200 kabbonis that are brought on Shabbos throughout the year. Yesh lono bashona, we have throughout the year. Shadoich in a Shabbos. That comes throughout the Shabbos. In other words, the korban atomid. On every Shabbos, we bring two kabbonis. We bring a tomid shel shachar and a tomid shel ben abayim. That's two kabbonis every Shabbos. So now there are 50 Shabbos, let's say 52, let's say 50 throughout the year. So you have two every Shabbos, that's 100. And you have two musafim every Shabbos, shnei kvasim for the musaf, that's four kabbonis every Shabbos that's brought, that's at least 200 kabbonis brought every Shabbos. Now let's say a Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you have more. So there are for sure more than 200 kabbonis brought throughout the year on Shabbos. And what's the reason why? Because by Korban HaTovid it says the word v'moyadoi. At its time, mashma, no matter when it is, this is the time you have to bring it. So he holds the same story as the Korban Pesach also. The pasuk says, b'mo'ado, at its time, on Yudalid, you have to bring the Korban Pesach, no matter what, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Chol, on Yudalid, you have to bring it. So that's the way he answered back. Yisrona Shrekot HaShabbos. Omruloi, so they asked Hillel, minayin l'cho, how do you know this? Omulahem, he answered back, nema mo'yadoi b'pesach. It says the word mo'adai at its time nageyat korban pesach v'nema mo'adai b'tomid. It says at its time by korban tomid. The korban tomid has to be brought every single day v'yoin and v'eruv. And it says b'mo'adai. So ma mo'adai yom b'tomid. Just like the word mo'adai that it says by the korban atomid that we bring every single day, two times a day. Doiches a Shabbos. That everybody knows that on Shabbos you bring the korban atomid. You bring two of them and you bring two musafim also. Is af mayadoi yom b'pesach deiches a Shabbos? Who adin when the Torah says the word mayadoi at its time by korban pesach? It also means that whenever yud dalet comes out, that's when you have to bring the korban pesach. Whether it comes out on the week day, whether it comes out on Shabbos, the mayadoi says you have to bring it then. That's one svara. V'yoyd zot hilol have a kal v'chayma. Who? The kal v'chayma is like a svara. O ma tomid ma duch the poshe the korban atomid that we bring in the morning and bear ben arbayim shein oinish koris. If you forgot, if they didn't bring the korban atomid one day, there's no chiyuv koris. Stam, they were mevatel the mitzvah sasei. But you don't get an oinish of koris to get killed early because of that. Doich is a Shabbos. Still, the locher is you're supposed to bring the korban atomid on every Shabbos. Pesach. If somebody does not bring his korban Pesach, shoinish koris. For not bringing a korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv koris. Is eino din to doich is a Shabbos? For sure, I should say it should be doich is a Shabbos. That's male. That's his kal v'chayim in svarim. Mardechai know that a regular korban atomid is doiches Shabbos. It's even without a gzeres shava. Even if it wouldn't be for the words for moyadoi moyadoi the gzeres shava. Stam in svarim. Once I see that a korban atomid is allowed to be brought on Shabbos, so for sure you're allowed to bring a korban Pesach. Because for not bringing a korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv koros involved. That's what Hillel answered. Let's see Rashi. V'chi Pesach echad yesh donos doiches a Shabbos. V'lo yesim u'masayim sochim yesh donos doiches a Shabbos. Kleimar, yesim u'masayim kabonos yesh doiches a Shabbos b'shona. There are more than 200 kabonos we bring on Shabbos throughout the year. Chamishim shaboshos ha'shona v'chol Shabbos b'shona. Yeah, 50, let's say, shaboshos throughout the year. V'chol Shabbos b'shabbos arbo. We bring four kabonos. Kvosim, we bring four kvosim, four limbs. Shnayim l'tamidim, two for a korban tamid. Or shnayim l'masofim. Harei Mosayim, you have at least 200 throughout the year being brought on Shabbos. Levad, excluding the Shabbos Shevatech Pesach, when you have Pesach, or Vatech Achag in the middle of Yahr Sukkis, Shekraven Ben Musafim Ayyim. On Shabbos Sukkis, you bring special Musafim al Sukkis, or else Yom Tiv. Shivas Tloyim, the Pesach, the Yarba also Lechag. So the kids said there are much more than 200 Kabbonis being brought on Shabbos throughout the year. So what's your Sukkis? That's why he answered back these two svaras. Either it's moyadah moyadoi, or else the svaras is the answer kal v'choyma. That's what Hillel answered back. So the Gemara, miyad, right away, miyad, hoishivuhu barosh. They made him the president. They made him like the king. So Hillel, Or minu nasi alein, they made him for the president over them. He was the nasi. For he yedoyrish kol yom kula vilchata pesach. And he started to give drushes. They see, he knew much more than everybody else. He started to give them drushes, teach him hilchata pesach. He's called the kantrim bedvorim. And while he was talking Hillel, he started to a little bit rank them out a little bit. The kantrim bedvorim, he gave it to them a little bit. He spoke a little bit, maybe too stark, he spoke to them. The kantrim bedvorim. Omer lehem, migorim lochem. Who caused it that I should be the one to come up from Bavel and I became the king or became the Nasi, the president over you? It's your fault. You were at Solom, you were lazy. It's your laziness. Because few people also should have come up to Yushalayim and learned from my big rebbein that I learned from. He said, I also used to be in Bavel. And it's called Hillel Mibavli. Hillel first lived in Bavel. But Hillel wasn't lazy. He traveled up to Yerushalayim and learned by Shmai Vatalvian. That's why Shtaiges to be the big Hillel. Then he came back to Bavel. So while he was giving them the drush, he told all of them, hey, you know why you don't know anything? And I know so much because I went to Yerushalayim. I wasn't lazy. But you were lazy people. That's why you don't know so much. That's called the country in Bedvorim. He started to give it to them a little bit. So what we'll see in Amid Beis, Vaishti is called a little bit Yura. A little bit Balgaivanik that Hillel had. Even though it's always brought down Hillel was a big oniv, but here Vaishti says, Teichat Devorim, he said a little bit too much. So because this, the Gemara Rabbeinu says he forgot halacha. When somebody comes about Gaivinik, Maisa Yehura, because of that, his only shis, he forgets halachas. So that was this Maisa now. Omru Loi, Rebbe. So now the Yet Hillel was Shaila. Shochach Lohevi Sak Nero Shabbos. What's going to be if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? You're allowed to shef the Korban Pesach, but we forgot to bring our knives to the Azara before Shabbos. Mahu. Am I allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the Beis Hamikdash? That was my Shaila. I can't make the shechita without a knife. And you know how many kabonis there brew, thousands of kabonis, they need a lot of knives. Mustam, you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Shabbos. That would be nisi deraisa, some of tikkun mona there. So, Guru, you had to have a lot of knives there before Shabbos in order to do so many shechitas. So they said, what's going to be if somebody forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos? Does he have a heter to bring it on Shabbos or not? Omer lehem, so Hillel said, halacha zu shemati. I remember learning this halacha, v'shachachti, but I forgot it. That's the Gemara saying. It was an oimish min ha-shemayim, but I forgot the halacha, because he acted like a little bit of a bagaivinik. Ella, he said, hanach lem Yisrael, leave the Yidin alone, and they neviim heim, but they neviim heim. If they're not neviim, they're the children of neviim, means that mestam the Eibishter will give them the right psak, mestam they'll do the right way. Is lamocha, what happened tomorrow attack on Shabbos? But there's a halacha lemaisa, he couldn't answer them. So it came tomorrow on Shabbos, is Misha Pischa Tler. Somebody brought a Tler, brought a sheep for the carbon. It had a lot of wool on it. It's Teichle B'Simra. What they did was, they took their knife and stuck it into the tzemer, into the wool of the animal, and let the animal carry the knife to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's only Nisa de Rabbonin. It's only a Kalacha Yad. It wasn't called the real carrying, because that's not a derech to carry it that way. The Yisra would be as Mechamer. You're not let it do work with your animal on Shabbos. So if you put bundles on top of your animal and let your animal carry it for you, that's an issue derived of Nechamer. You're making your animal carry things for you on Shabbos. But here it was Kalachayad. It wasn't the normal manner of carrying it. It was Bishinui. So it's only an issue de Rabbonim. So that really was the Shaila. Are you allowed to do this issue de Rabbonim of carrying the knife to the base of Midrash today to bring the Korban Pesach or not? That was the Shaila. He forgot that Lacham. But the Maisa, that's what they did, and the Gemara is soon going to say they did the right way. Yitaka, they were allowed to do this. But that's what they did. Whoever had a sheep stuck his knife in the wool. Misha Pisugdi, whoever used the goat, a goat doesn't have a wool. He has a beard, It's the beard, he can't stick the knife in the beard, my space. Is Toichwe Ben Kanav. The answer was in between his horns. That's where they stuck the knife. Also, Kalacha Yad, a Shino abnormal manner, which is only Yosim and Rabbonim, that's where they did it. The Gemara says, Ro Mice, after Hillel saw them doing this, but Nisker Alocha, now it's like you remember the Alocha. The Omer and Hillel told them, Kach Mukablan if he Shmai Vatalyan. This is the way Taika was Makabal, I heard from my Rebbe, Shmai Vatalyan. The what? Then he said like this, Omer, Vatalyan. This is the way I heard. In other words, that you did right, the Rashi says, you are allowed to do this. This is the halacha that you are allowed to do this. Okay, since it's only an issur of the rabbanon, and this issur of the rabbanon is mamish now with tzorech for the korban pesach, otherwise you can't shef the animal. So this shvus they were mekel, even though the shvusim in the mishnah they weren't mekel, but this shvus they were mekel on.
Yeah.
Omamar says before, so Himmel told them, Nema Mayadi be Pesach, it says the word in the Torah Mayadi by Korban Pesach, Venema Mayadi be Tomid, it says in the Torah by bringing the Korban Atomid, it says the word Mayadi. Ma Mayadi Yom be Tomid, just like the word Mayadi, it says by Korban Tomid, Doichet Shabbos, because Pasha, the word Mayadi means every single day at this time you have to bring it, is Af Mayadi Yom be Pesach, Doichet Shabbos. The same way when the Torah says by Korban Pesach Moy Adoy at its right time means no matter what time it is, any day that your dalet comes out, whether it's on Shabbos or not, you have to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara now, V'tomid Gufa Minolim. How do I know that by Korban Atomid Gufa the Dachi Shabbos? How do I know it's Dachi Shabbos? How do we know this halachah? Maybe the Tomid is only brought 6 days a week. When it comes out on Shabbos, maybe you're not allowed to bring it. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum dechsiv beba mayadoi, because in a pasuk word mayadoi, like we're saying it now, pasuk the mayadoi means at its right time. At its right time means a tamid means every single day. So every single day it is its right time. So Shabbos is also its right time. So from the word mayadoi alone means even on Shabbos. Because the Gemara of that pshat, Pesach nam yechsiv beba mayadoi. Pesach Torah also says the word mayadoi. So why do you have to have a limud like a gzera shava for? If you could tell me the word itself mayadoi means at its right time, no matter what, so Pesach, I don't have to learn out Pesach from the Korban Tomid, but Fakert, the same way I know by Korban Tomid, I know it by Korban Pesach, because the exact same word says in both places. The Gemara's Mashma has to learn out Korban Pesach from Korban Tomid. Now if you know by Korban Tomid, because Poshid, that's the meaning of the word, Mayada, even on Shabbos, so Pesach, I don't have to learn it out from Tomid, it says the word Mayada, but Pesach, it means even on Shabbos. Ella, you have to say, Moyada le mashmule. No, Moyada could mean at its time when in the weekdays. The 6 days a week, that's when they bring in the Korban HaTomid. But maybe on Shabbos, not. Hochinami Moyada le mashmule. Here also, by Korban Pesach or by Korban HaTomid, the word Moyada alone does not have to mean even on Shabbos. Maybe no, maybe it only means in the weekday. If it only means in the weekday, how do we know, Taka, by the Korban HaTomid, you're allowed to bring it even on Shabbos? And the Gemara Elo Omakro, the pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, al Oilas HaTomid. It's a special korban you bring on Shabbos, the Musafim on Shabbos. The pasuk says, al Oilas HaTomid. You bring it after you brought the korban HaTomid on Shabbos. That's when you bring the Musafim of Shabbos. Nechlal the Tomid korban b'Shabbos. Here's an offer in the pasuk that you're allowed to bring the Tomid on Shabbos, because it says you bring the Musafim on Shabbos al Tomid. On the Tomid, Mashma, first you bring the Tomid Shoshachar, then you bring the Musafim. So the kids enough in the Pesach that you are allowed to bring the Korban HaTomid on Shabbos. So now we know what is the taisha of the word Mayadoi, even on Shabbos. So therefore it's very good we learn out Korban Pesach from Tomid. Just like by Korban HaTomid, Mayadoi means even on Shabbos, who are denounced now by Korban Pesach also, Mayadoi means even. Omamar, then Hillel said, we learned before, then Hillel said another loch, Omamar, the Yoid Kalvachoyma, Ava Kalvachoyma, Uma Tomid Shein Oynish Chorus, Madach, if you don't bring a Korban HaTomid, there's no Oynish Chorus. Doiches HaShabbos, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, Pesach, Shonish Chorus, Shein Adin Shadoich HaShabbos. If you don't bring a Korban HaPesach, there's an Oynish Chorus. So for sure, you see it's more strong, more strict than a Korban HaTomid, it should be Doiches HaShabbos. So the more equal Amirfachon, this Kalvachoyma, Ava Pircha, I can ask you a question, slug it up. Mal the Tomid, you can't tell the Bekolo. A Korban HaTomid comes every single day. That's why it's so common. That's why it's even brought on Shabbos. Also, the Kolo is a Korban Oila. Oila, the whole thing is burnt. Just the skin is taken off, the skin is given to the Kohanim, but all the meat and all the fat is burnt. That's a more strict halacha. A Korban. Mashenk and Korban HaPesach, which just the fats are burnt, but the rest of the meat is taken on the Baal HaMidit, maybe that's not the Doiches Shabbos. That's the Pirch on the Kal B'Chayma. So Mar says like this, Omalu Bereisha, the Mar says like this, it's like the truth, a good Pircha. Kal V'choymola Omalu Bereisha. First, Hillel said over the Kal V'choyma. O Pirchu, and it's true, he asked a good Kasha back on the Kal V'choyma. V'odu Omalu G'zereshover. And then he said back a G'zereshover. And the G'zereshover is the Emes. That's how you learn out Korban Pesach is Doiches Shabbos. So the...
Why can't we learn from Kal V'choyma by Rismila, which is Doiches Shabbos?
Wasn't it with the other different halachas? Is that carbonus?
It's not Mila.
It says Yud Gimel. Yeah, but says the Yud Gimel Brisus curse by Bris Mila. It's more chamdik halacha Bris Mila. The chimiyach of the mar, the chimiyach of the gomag gzeira shover. I was like the kabel chaim alomli. Why the chal that you have to say a kabel chaim? It is a gzeira shover. Eli meant to say this. The two come. He meant to say back Hillel meant to say back to these people. This time I can understand why you didn't know this Gzeir Shavah. Like a Risu. Because the Gzeir Shavah, you didn't learn from your Rebbe, a Gzeir Shavah, you can't say yourself. The klal is, they ain't not them dan Gzeir Shavah miyatzman. A Gzeir Shavah is a type of a limud, that's like Allah l'moshim Sinai. You have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe, which words are put in the Torah for a pshat of a Gzeir Shavah. Even if you have a svara, you understand the logic. These two should mean the same things, yet it's not a drosha. A Gzeir Shavah is something you need a Kabbalah. So he says, this time of the Gzeir Shavah, you didn't learn, like you said, Hillel said, you didn't learn by my Rebbein, by Shmai V'Atalvian. So that I understand why you didn't know. El HaKal V'Chayma, but a Kal V'Chayma, that's a Svara. The Odom Dan Meyat, a person is allowed to make his own Kal V'Chayma. That's his own logic. You're allowed to make this logic. If this is lenient, that's the way. So this was a more stricter halacha, for sure it should have that halacha. So Yiboy L'Chula Meidon, on this Hillel had a good question to them. How come this you didn't know yourself? Even without a Rebbe, you should have known the Kal V'Chayma. Amruloid, Taki answered him back. We thought, Abad, we knew that Kabbalah. But Kabbalah Prichu. But on that Kabbalah, we have a question to you. You want to say that Tomid is less strict? No, Tomid has 2 milas. Tomid is brought every single day, and also the whole thing is burnt. Maybe that's why it's Dirich Shabbos. But maybe a carbon pesach, which is not brought every day and not the whole thing burnt, maybe it's not Dirich Shabbos. Omamar. So he says, what was the Meister? Lamacha Misha Pischot Tler Techle Bitimrun. Whoever had a sheep, put his knife in the wool. Gidi, whoever had a goat, Teichuloi Ben Karnav, he stuck it in between the horns. Kredigmar Kasha, how were they allowed to do this?